The 2012 election is 18 months away, but a hint of one subject Arkansas voters might be considering then came to Northwest Arkansas yesterday.
There's a big anti-tax sentiment out there, but the difference here is that it would be a tax on the interstate gas companies that are making the money. In other words, the ones taking the gas out of this state would be the ones paying it.
Sheffield Nelson was in Fayetteville yesterday to talk about his effort to place a 7% severance tax on natural gas removed from Arkansas in front of voters in November 2012. He held a press conference, spoke to the League of Women Voters last night, and yesterday afternoon he came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to talk about his proposal. The ballot title has been approved by the Attorney General, and the next step is gathering enough signatures to place the measure on the ballot. Sheffield Nelson is not a political novice. He's run for governor twice as the Republican nominee in 1990 and again 4 years later. Nor is he an unfamiliar figure in the world of utilities. He was the CEO of Arkle Gas for much of the 1970s and 80s. His latest cause, the 7% severance tax, has been on his mind for a while. In 2008, the Arkansas legislature passed a severance tax increase in the shadow of Nelson's first flirtation with an initiative to put the 7% measure on the ballot.
In 2008, Governor Beebe did step forward after I started my petition drive at 7%. He did step forward and ask me if he could come up with a reasonable solution, would I back off of mine? I told him if it were reasonable, I would. He came out with a proposal that ranged from 1.25% to 5%, and it sounded good and looked good on the surface. To see it in application, though, it's been terrible because it's produced only 1.5% exactly, and that's not what anybody envisioned, or at least anybody outside of the industry itself, and I think they knew exactly what they were doing. But first thing, I'd have to say that Governor Beebe spent a lot of political capital on that. I admire him for having the courage to take it on because, you know, we'd been stuck at 0.3 cents an MCF for 55 years. So one or two governors had tried to start something on it. I know I pushed back when I was at Arklaw, president of Arklaw, for them to do something. The only one that even acted like he was going to was Bill Clinton, and then he backed out once he found how much pressure there was. So Governor Beebe did show a lot of courage. He spent a lot of political capital. He got it changed from a cents per MCF to a percentage. And that's what gives us our springboard to jump forward now and try to raise it up to 7%, which is where we probably should have gone back in 2008.
Neighboring states charge more than Arkansas's current rate. Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana all charge around 7%. And Sheffield Nelson says he thinks voters will see the increase as a fair royalty for taking a natural resource out of the state. Taxes are rarely popular on ballots, and the current atmosphere is even more hostile than usual. The state legislature approved other tax proposals that will be included on the 2012 ballot, and Nelson says supporters of his severance tax proposal will have a challenge to make sure voters differentiate their proposal from the others.
The other two tax proposals that the legislature is sending through or has sent through to the people to vote on both involve taxing the people of Arkansas. Big difference. The half-cent sales tax, I just don't see any support out there. I don't hear any support, and I think that it's got problems. The same is true for the diesel tax. It's got a better chance than the half cent. But again, Arkansans are not going to be willing to tax themselves. But when you've got a group of companies that are tearing up the state, disturbing greatly the beautiful environment we have here, destroying our water supplies, and then they don't pay but 1.5% on the gas, that's wrong. And that's the reason I think the people will listen when I tell them that it's a tax on the ones who are doing the damage. And that's what should be.
Nelson says the hike in the severance tax would mean a difference between the $54 million in state revenue collected last year and the $250 million that would have been collected last year had the rate already been at 7%. The money would be directed toward Arkansas roads and highways, about 70% toward state roads and about 15% each toward county roads and city roads. Nelson says he's convinced a tax increase would not result in companies leaving the state.
Not a chance on earth. You take a Chesapeake there that here in a few short years has made $4.75 billion profit for selling. There'll be some cost in there, but they got most of their cost recouped by getting paid back by the state of Arkansas for the gas up to the cost of the well. In other words, we pay for their wells. They're producing wells. So that is a great deal of that is clear profit they've made here in a few short years. Anybody leaving? Don't think so. Billington coming in, bought that for $4.75 billion. They're not going to be leaving. They're going to be drilling and trying to expand on that and make money themselves.
The ballot title has been approved, and Nelson and other supporters can begin collecting signatures, though he says a time frame for that part of the process has yet to be finalized. But he has time. The signatures don't have to be submitted and approved until July of next year.
In fact, the way I describe it is we've got a marathon in front of us. It was a sprint back in 2008. We would have had to rush it and barely make it to get signatures in. I've got some great endorsements right now, the most meaningful one being, at this time, the Arkansas Municipal League. Every town and community in the state is represented in that group, and I think they will be my biggest supporters and help me do more than anybody else to get this matter on the ballot.
Ultimately, Nelson says he thinks the measure will be on the ballot and will be passed, though he expects a well-funded campaign in opposition. He cites a report from the State Highway Commission that says damage done to roads by heavy trucks and machinery has caused hundreds of millions of dollars in the 13 Arkansas counties that are included in the Fayetteville Shale Play. That's likely to be a figure voters will hear more about if the measure does make it to the November 2012 ballot. Sheffield Nelson was in Fayetteville yesterday to discuss his effort to place a 7% severance tax on natural gas companies doing business in Arkansas. You can hear an expanded version of our conversation recorded yesterday at KUAF online at OzarksAtLarge.com.